What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. Welcome to an Unexpected Podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And tonight we're sniffing the night breeze as we discuss how would you spend your ideal day in Middle Earth.
Brought to you by Sarah Smith from Instagram and, well, from home. Right here in the Shire in my house.
Let's go.
Ez, how are you, my friend?
Hey,
Before
man.
Before we get into what's on our mind, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I am... I should take a picture of what's in front of me right now because I have meat and cheese to my right. I've got a White Claw. I've got a coffee. I've got a Diet Coke caffeine free. This is not a joke. I mean, Lane knows this is true because oftentimes at his house in the Shire, he'd be like, "Do we got 5-6 drinks over there?" And it's like, the palate. This is what I provide to folks, the audio experience that I provide,
yeah.
Right? is influenced by all of those different things, right? So it could be the Chinese that we had last week. It could be some meat on the fire out back in Amanda, right? Sometimes actual bits of Amanda get in there and it tastes really good. So
you know,
so you're getting like that experience coming through the mouth, coming through the right? I mean,
yeah. I'm as you're saying this and I'm like, it's bringing back so many memories of seeing just that, like 1,000 drinks in front of you. And then you disappear into the night, and there's like 2 fingers left of each drink, and you know,
That's where I'm
part
at.
Part of a block of cheese, and like I'm remembering, all those memories, and it's also making me think maybe it's time we started building like the podcast cookbook, which would literally be a mixture of things that are absolutely not meals.
No, not meals at all. You don't zero prep on these bad boys. The cook time is zero.
Things that are takeout orders.
Yep.
And then things that are things we've actually cooked and made.
You know
it
what
would
we
be
could
like
do?
Three categories. Yeah.
No, straight up. We could actually have like a section that is just like Ez's drink list or something. You know what I mean? Like it's just like my order at Starbucks, right? So there's my Starbucks order, my classic.
Yeah.
And depending on the day and the mood that I'm in, I have about 2 to 3 that I go to. I never deviate from those 2 to 3. And then I could go through and it just depends if it's depending on the chapter or what we're going through.
Yeah.
It's not just a regular Diet Coke. On some nights, as you know, my friend, it is a Diet Coke. Coke Zero Cherry. Now,
yeah.
Used to be the old fashioned
Cherry Coke Z, as I like to call it.
Cherry Coke Z. Okay, thank you.
I got that from John Mayer.
Thank you for the cool lingo.
that's I tip of the cap to John Mayer, which is on topic. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I would like to do that actually at some point because you actually do make some good foods. You know, I have some foods that I one time brought down my keto pizza, and I think I made a keto pizza down at your place. You remember I put all the meat on the bottom and the cheese and everything, so we would definitely throw that in. We'd have to go back and listen and figure out all the foods that we've talked about on
the pod. Well, we remember the Lainey Oliver videos. We have a couple of them. documented.
So good, man. You were mincing that garlic, thing? You know? Man, that bad. It was minced. What was that? You had the fat in there kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still do that. It's really a great thing to do that I learned from Jamie Oliver is to render like your own. Like if you're cooking a steak or something that's got a heavy, you know, block of fat on there, like a ribeye typically has that, cut that right off. You score it up, chop it even finely, and you throw it in the pot while it's heating before you cook your steak. It'll a lot of it will render off. You take the little bits off. You got
render.
Little,
that was the render, word rendering.
Just
it.
Like the graphics. Yep. You can eat the little fat cracklings too. It's delicious. It's almost like a steak pork rind, if you will. And then when you cook your steak in its own fat, oh my Lord. Put a little bit of butter in there. I mean, it's Heart Attack City, baby. That's all you can ask for. That's it.
That's
all you can ask for. But yeah, we should do that.
Down.
Kind of craft a cookbook. I want to know what's on your mind, dog. What's been on your mind?
Wow. Honestly, I said this before we started too, nothing. No. Like straight up. Nothing was on my mind and is or on my mind. And I don't know what that, like, no. You know what I mean? Like, it was one. I feel like a kid. Yeah. I feel like those kids where they come home from school and your parents are like, what happened at school today? What did you do at school? And nothing. Like, nothing. And you're like, yeah, everything is happening. Yeah, like, stuff's going on, but you're also just like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Yeah. And it just takes you a second to go too. I think when you say that, I think when we say nothing, we've already flipped a switch from something else that we were doing. Like when I leave work, for example, sometimes if you ask me like, yeah, man, how's work today? It's just like, oh, dude, I can't go back there.
Yeah,
I've already flipped the switch. Not that it was bad or good. Yeah. It's just you separate them. You leave them there. And so, yeah, it's just kind of, I think that sometimes is the case. And then sometimes it's also that you have too much on your mind, right? You're and that's not a bad thing. It's like, I think I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about like what's coming up tomorrow, what we're doing for our podcast, what I've got planned out this weekend for Lottie and I, right? And I think there's like an important there's an important meeting I have tomorrow, and it's just a lot of things that I probably should have written down, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Yeah. But you have those moments where you're sort of like, I'm not going to add anything else to the plate, right? Because the plate is full, so we say nothing just to kind of say, I don't want to even. You know, because the mind will wander and start to pull things in and start to say, well, this is on my mind. That's on my mind. It's like, no. We have enough on the mind. Say nothing.
Yeah, no.
Maintain ship, you know.
And sometimes, too, when you're really busy doing things, when you're not doing things, your mind is not, it's in a passive state. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sort of like taking everything in and not like, you're not thinking about stuff. Like, I have moments, I mean, I definitely have times where like I'm on the drive to work and I'm like, I could listen to a podcast, I could listen to music, I could listen to something, or I could just not listen to anything because the day is going to be filled with a lot of listening, a lot of talking. And I used to always just kind of tamp that down and say, nah, I'm going to listen to something, I'm going to find the right thing,
right?
And I think sometimes it would make me feel kind of frustrated, but I've been really good this year about listening to that instinct and being like, yeah, just turn the radio off, have the windows down while it's still nice and warm out.
Right.
Let that breeze come. Listen to the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to the breeze, the day breeze coming through the windows, right?
Yes.
And, I think that's – I told you, you were like, you know, you're like, nothing's – I'm like, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it is. It is a good thing to not have anything necessarily on your mind.
Right.
Well,
right.
Not to sound like an absolute tool bag, but I've had two things on my mind. I've had a bunch on my mind, honestly. Like, it's been one of those times where – my mind's just been going crazy, and it's left me exhausted, which has led me to this. What's been on my mind, one of the things, is sleep.
Okay.
Sleep has been on my mind, and I think, honestly, it was like just from that last first moment in Middle Earth and just thinking, what would Aragorn do? Last night, right? Yesterday was just not an overall very good day. It was just not. Yeah. It was not. It was exhausting. It was filled with a lot of just like energy sapping kind of like events. You know what I mean? Just one of those days where you're just like, man, what else could.
Yeah, what else is coming up? Yeah.
Well, it's just what else good is. Yeah, okay. This is nothing really. It's that one of those days you don't want to forget, but it's like, my goodness, it felt like a barrage kind of a deal. So I texted you and I was like, because we were supposed to record last night, and I was like, dude, do you care if we, what do you got tomorrow night? Can we push it?
Right, right.
And you, of course, are like, bro, we'll push it, man. I got nothing tomorrow. Oh, yeah. It's all good. And so I'm so thankful that you're always that way.
Heck yes. And you did that for me,
like, the
week prior. Remember that?
Well, I mean, that's what you got. Yeah. Like, I just, I hope that, like, if you're listening, I hope you have a friend like that in your life. I hope you got at least one person. I've got not tons, but I've got many people who are like that. But so I can't thank you enough for that, because what I, like, I legit went to, I was asleep by 9:30.
Mm. Yeah.
I cannot tell you the last time I went to bed at 9:30. It's been months, maybe a year. I mean, like, it's been a really, it probably was a year when we were, a year ago, like when we were still at my mom and dad's.
Yeah.
That's probably been that long. Because Sarah and I have a system, like, to try and help, because Vigo has some night cares that need done, and so I like try to stay up to do those so she can get a block of sleep in,
right?
And then she kind of gets up earlier, so it's usually the system. But like, so huge thanks to Sarah for letting me. This episode is brought to you by her, and in more ways than one,
right?
You know, like, she, without even batting an eye, she's like, just go to sleep, Lane. And so I went out, instead of watching stuff down here, I didn't even work out. I didn't, and it was my night where I wasn't putting the girls to bed, so I could have just gone and did a workout. And so I was like, I'm a rest tonight. My body needs rest. Dude. Like, it was, in a way, it was, my body was screaming, go to bed, you dumb idiot.
Yeah.
It was screaming at me. It was like your little guy is like in there talking about the fat and the keto piping and stuff.
Pipelines.
My little old man, my Sandman's in there like, just sleep, you fool. Come on. It's good for you. The world won't end when you're asleep. So I was like, okay, I finally listened to him last night. And we were talking, remember talking to Jake for our moment in Middle Earth, and he brought up the show Detectorists.
Remember when he
did that?
Yeah.
And it's a show I hadn't thought about for a long time. So I was like, you know what? I need to do a rewatch. I've seen the whole series all the way through. If you haven't seen Detectorists, go check it out. It's awesome. But I remember it being always one of those shows that you can just gently, not because it's boring, but because it's soothing, you can just get right to sleep watching that show. So I put it on. I didn't make it through two episodes, and I was the iPad fell on my chest, kind of a thing. Like, it was one of those time to go to bed. So it was so nice. It was almost like it was one of those sleeps where I woke up and I felt like I had gotten too much sleep, so I didn't feel right. But I think like mid morning, afternoon, and even this evening, I had a lot more energy. So sleep's been on my mind. Another thing that's been on my mind, I mean, if you go to our Instagram, you're gonna see evidence of that. I can't get Jack Black off my mind, dude.
Right, right. I saw the, yeah. Who did you have him paired up with today? You had Jack Black, and then who's that actress?
She's from Queen's Gambit and from Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't remember her name.
I'll look her up.
But
here,
it was literally a meme that I saw, and it was like the two of them. And I saw the picture first. I'm like, oh my God, yep, there's Goldberry right there. But it was like, I think the meme
Anya
was.
Taylor? When, does that sound right? Anya?
Yes. Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
That's her.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her, yeah. But it was like literally, I think the caption was when your dogs like come to life or turn into people or something like that. And I'm like, no, that's when Goldberry and Tom turn into humans. Like that's what that is. That I don't know why it struck me. I think I saw him on a reel somewhere. Oh, dude, it's the reel that's going around where he's like copy and pasting. He's playing that saxophone. He's like, one, two, three, motherfucker. And he's got the big bushy beard and his hair is longer, and I'm like, and he's doing something goofy and musical, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Like, yes, Robin Williams would have been the best. We've talked about that
for
a bunch. We know how over the years learned how that was a dream of his that he never got to do. I think he even like pled with Peter Jackson to let it happen. It just they weren't going to include him, whatever. But we're never going to get that. Sadly, we're never going to get that, and that's, you know, a bummer, because he would have been perfect. I almost think, man, the more I've thought about it, as funny, as quirky, as weird, and as musical as he is, I kind of think, along with how he looks and his physical comedy, like, no one is more. I think Jack Black even said, he was like, I realized I wasn't going to be funny just on my own. Like, I'm not naturally funny. He said, but through voices and through being overly physical, he was like, I knew that I could accomplish comedy. And you look at, like, all of his movies, whether it's School of Rock or Nacho Libre or anything he's done. Be Kind, Rewind is one of my favorite movies of his with Mos Def. It's incredible. Danny Glover, great, great movie. he's always like that. And I just thought, I thought to myself, I'm like, I, you know, Robin Williams definitely had that side, but Robin Williams wasn't like overly musical. Like, over, not like Jack Black. And I think like he's almost more kind of goofy and childlike in ways that Tom kind of is, in ways that people are kind of critical of Tom being like too unbothered by the ring or whatever, that kind of frustrated people who read it. They're like, well, I don't get Tom. What the heck? What's his problem? I think Jack Black has that energy. And so anyway, I've just been thinking, and it's, and I'm just like, it just hit. And apparently this, I didn't know this was such a big deal, but there are people out there who've done fan art. There are people out there who've started like campaigns to get him to be Tom Bombadil. This is like a thing that I wasn't even aware of. So I'm jumping on the bandwagon, and I'm pulling for Jack Black to be Tom Bombadil in some shape or form. Now, the crazy thing is, right, in writing season two for Concerning Hobbits,
yeah,
we may or may not see Tom Bombadil and Goldberry. So
you have a way in which we can get him Tom Bombadil. I mean, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
The proximity to the Shire and the fact that he's had dealings with those people both over in Bree and over in, Shire folks. So, yes, the Old Forest. Yeah. So that, I like it. I like it
You're
a lot.
Pretty awesome. But yeah, so anyway, those are the two things that have been on my mind, man.
I like it.
For our discussion today, our topic, it does come from my beautiful wife, the real life Goldberry. How she does it all, I will never know. And how she does it all so honestly and gracefully is beyond me. Like, she is a marvel.
Yeah.
But anyway, she indulged us with the questions. I think she even, like, I think she sent a message or made a comment somewhere. She's so cute. Like, she didn't even send it to me. She put it up there like she's a listener or an upper or something. So, but it essentially just says, what's your ideal day in Middle Earth? And that's such a Sarah thing to ask. Like, it's so open-ended and conversational and personal. So, what would be your ideal day Middle Earth? No restrictions, no limitations. Are you hopping on an eagle? Are you going to different places? Are you doing magic? What's going on?
Right,
tell me.
Right. So, actually, so you just opened a couple more doorways there that I wasn't thinking about. And now, because on, my first thought was, I want Rivendell, but I want Rivendell in the North Farthing so I can trek from Bag End up to, so not too far, right? So I can get up to the North Farthing, and I don't have to make the journey all the way over. But then you threw in Eagles and Magic, so it's sort of like...
Quiet, go.
Exactly. So if we can travel like that, man, I might be, there's another avenue there. Okay. Yeah, because we joke so much about me being up in the North Farthing, and I'm sort of like, I want to go there. And I even like in your show, like we're talking about the Shire in ways that we've never talked about the Shire, and I'm looking at Shire maps like I never have before.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, there's way more to explore in the Shire than we ever have. I want to go play the game. I've been thinking about, the game where, what is it, the open world game where you can kind of go around and just get on a horse or a pony and...
Middle Earth Online, is that what it's still called? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. And
it's an awesome game.
Yeah. Seems like it. And you're just always sort of, hey, let's roll over here and go see this part of the Shire or this part of Middle Earth. So for me, it would be those two locations, I think. They seem the most relaxing. It's almost like even as the Hobbit's like, life is slow. I feel like life at Bag End wouldn't be too bad. It's not too busy or whatever. But I feel like in the North Farthing, it's even less busy. I feel like it's even... What's up there,
Dude, kind of just this is crazy.
Oh yeah, boy. Because I just feel like if there's something that can openness to it maybe or not. I don't really know. And I want to get there, but I would love, as Sam would like, to encounter elves, and also wouldn't mind seeing Rivendell. So if we could just sort of make that happen all in one journey. And along the way, obviously I'm going with Lottie, right? So we're trekking up there, and actually it's probably just both of our families just saying, let's go on a trip, let's just all pack up and go
Smiths and Kirks.
And I think it would be cool to kind of even stop and go for a ways and then say, all right, like we go to a point where we're both like, all right, this is a sort of all of us together up to a certain point, and then
crossroads.
We have different locations we want to go to, and we go spend that time there, because I would like to go. They got any wineries up there in the North Farthing that we need to if Rivendell's there, are they serving wine? Should we check into that one day, and then maybe we find something like the floating log nearby. Maybe there's something, the golden perch is on the way or something.
Yeah.
And
you're speaking my language. Is that,
you know, I
this
mean,
is really funny. Yeah.
Day trips.
You know, I'm also thinking, like, could you, like, an eagle will get you there for sure. Could you also hop on Shadowfax? How quick?
Oh, yeah.
When Shadowfax shows
that's a hasty
the
trip.
Meaning of haste, right? Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I mean, an eagle, if we only have one day, we're going to have to take eagles, right? If
wait
we're
a
starting
second,
in Rivendell.
Sorry, you've got reels on my mind now. So many things on my mind. Have you seen the little white pony horse that runs in there? Dude, it's this miniature horse.
No.
It's a miniature horse, and it just there's the meme. It's Gandalf saying that exact quote, right? Show me the meaning of haste, right? And this horse is running. It's a little miniature thing,
oh,
and it's
so
white
cute.
As all get out. And I'll send it to you. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I gotta see that.
But yeah, that would be cool. I think that'd be an experience, right? Just to be on Shadowfax and also be going by horse or being
maybe
yeah,
you
know,
yeah, maybe you like have a like Gwaihir or one of the eagles like take you as far as they will,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then somehow you got Shadowfax waiting for you, like valet park. You know what I mean? He's there,
absolutely,
in a lot. You pick him up and then you just ride from. That would be kind of cool too, wouldn't it? Like to experience both.
Yes, I think it would,
yeah.
Because that's a part of the. It's almost like three things. We want a good day trek, a good hike, a good something in there.
Yeah.
We also then want to, you know, board the eagles. That sounds terrible to say it that way, but, you know,
no, I mean,
you know
they're fine with it.
Get a piggyback ride and, you know, head on over there and then Shadowfax it over to Rivendell. And then is there anywhere else I would want? Because I'm thinking this is all in one day, too, by the way. I'm like, let's just
I know. I'm thinking, too, like you would want an eagle to get a really nice view. I mean, if you're going to be by Rivendell, you're going to be – if you got up in the air, you'd probably be able to get a good view of the Misty Mountains. I mean, they wouldn't be right there, but you would be able to
in
look
distance,
over
yeah.
in the height
yeah.
and be like, whoa, man, that's
you know,
incredible. Maybe
yeah.
you could say, hey, could you take us a little closer and swing us back around, you know, go out of
right.
your way for a second.
Right,
you
right.
know, might be kind of
well,
cool.
I also think, too, this her question is a tricky one because it's sort of like your ideal day versus just mm-hmm. like – one day where I try to see everything is two different
right.
things, you know?
Well, and that's like what we were talking about with Jake in Moments of Middle Earth when he
yeah.
was, when we were talking about like in the internal struggle, like when you're in New Zealand, if you have a certain amount of time, like trying to make sure you see certain things, but also not try to fit it all in.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
kind of where, that's sort of where my thinking was too, is like, I didn't think outside of the Shire.
Yeah.
I think I would stay in the four farthings of the Shire and I would literally do like a day Shire tour.
Yeah.
I would like a pub hop. I would want to go from the Golden Perch to the Floating Log to the Ivy Bush to the Forsaken Inn to the Green Dragon. And then it's so funny, right? You said North Farthing. This is so weird, man.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this before.
No.
Just so everyone knows, like we did not talk about this before as part of the fun of recording as we look at something, we read something, and then we kind of like if we start to, which we have in the past, not today, but we're like, hey, we'll say, oh, save it for recording, save
yeah,
it for the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a, we need that on a shirt, save it for the podcast.
Save it, really, too many times.
Are we on Discord? Save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
But so you would go north, right? That's where you'd want to end up, North Farthing.
Yeah.
I would go south. So this, and you're in the North Farthing, and Amanda is in Southeastern Ohio,
right?
Weird.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that is. I really do wonder what that is. But like, I've been looking at this map of, have I sent you Maxim, oh God, I can't say, Italian last name, Maxim Places, Plas? I'm going to send it to you right now.
What is it, a map or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best.
Shoot,
okay. Man, come on now.
Because I actually had a Shire map pulled up earlier, and I was trying to find
Yeah, this is the one I've been using for, like, when I'm writing for Concerning Hobbits. This map is so inspiring. It is absolutely beautiful. So I was like, you know, I will stare at this map for, not hours, but, you know, like, prolonged periods of time just dreaming about, like, well, where would I go? What would I look at? Like, what places would I want to end up? And the little village of Cotton just really... in the South Farthing. So I would try to hit it all up and see as
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Much as I could, you know, obviously it'd be my family, have all the kids, Sarah, you and Lottie with us would be incredible. But like, yeah, so down in the South Farthing, you go around, I'm trying to zoom in. There we go. You kind of go, there's like a road that goes, you'd go south through like Tuckborough, and then you can go either through Hardbottle or Sackville, and then the old Wynyards.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Down there.
So you're talking about a vineyard to go to the old Wynyards.
Okay.
And have a bottle, right?
Right.
And experience what Bilbo and Bungo were so crazy for. And then it's really like, it's like the southernmost little village in town on the far downs. And it's like tucked into the hills. And it's in the south. There's mountains to the west. There's, I think it's the Brandywine to the southeast. And it's just like, I don't know. I just would love to go down there, see what it's like, see if it's a little warmer.
Get
lost there and just see, like, is Rosie's family hanging out? You know what I mean? Are they down there? Meet any of her brothers? You know, so that's what I would do. I would just kind of go around. I would hit up all the pubs. I'd see the sights. I'd stop by, you know, Hobbiton. I'd want to see Bywater. I'd want to see Bag End. But I think I'd be pulled south for whatever reason.
So, okay, it's interesting, too. You brought up people you would want to see as well, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I thought maybe that might be like, okay, a part of your ideal day. Would it be like coming across anybody, or is it just sort of taking in the locations or the people you want to see? And often when I go on vacation, there's really not, like, people I want to go, like, unless it's family or friends or whatever. So, because people are like, well, I didn't have to have Gandalf in there as somebody he wants to see. Just like we were having this talk earlier, a couple episodes ago about celebrities. Yeah, like I honestly would just sort of want to see Gandalf riding through the distance and say, there he goes, the great pilgrim, or you know, maybe still in white or whatever, I don't know.
But
well, if he's Gandalf the White, then I need to be with him, and there's a quest to be had here. So he's returned and something's going on in Shire. The great pilgrim running around, and I just think that would be cool to see from afar, and I would want to be I would same thing if I went to Rivendell. I don't know if I want to run into Lord Elrond. Yeah, I think I just, or even Glorfindel. It's sort of like I want to run into some of the other The characters that are not named. That are not named at all. Who lives here? Who is in day in, day out? Who's serving waiting tables? Who's doing whatever? And I feel like that's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, like even in The Hobbit, like Tariel, I felt like that was really... I know people are like out on that, but I love that there's a different character that's in there that's just sort of like lower class and kind of, you know, fun.
As you were saying that, I was even thinking like I would love to meet the hobbits that I don't know the names of.
Yes.
I would love to meet, you know, like because like you said, when you go on real trips, it's like you're going to destinations. And one of the fun things about especially unexpected trips is like running into and meeting people that you wouldn't have met any other way. Like they were along the way or they were at your destination and you explored and maybe you go to a local place instead of a chain, or you go to a small town instead of a big city. And you run into people and you meet people. Or, I think about like this podcast has been a lot like that, right? Think about how many people we've met through this journey that we never would have met. And we talked to Jake about it. Like, we never would have met him. There's no way.
Absolutely.
There's no way. And it's happened like time and time and time again. And people will shoot us messages, will comment on each other's, these night breezes, they're informed by people who send us topics to talk about.
Yep. Yep.
Who, like, in a lot of cases, you know, I mean, they're all like friends to us, but like some of them, you know, send messages. We send messages back. Like they get to see our lives. We get to learn about theirs.
Yeah.
Well, so it's people you meet along that you learn their names, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And what's really cool, and I always loved it's about our podcast, and it's just like there are people who have not even started listening as of today, right? They've never encountered us. And between now and whenever that first message or experience is, it's like, probably great people, and they're going to reach out and say, dude, here's my thought, here's my theory, here's another Night Breeze topic, here's my thoughts on Rings of Power, here's my thought on the Silmarillion, and that's going to continue on. I think it's like it's just so cool. Makes me think of it makes me think that Tolkien also felt this way a little bit, because when we go to the Prancing Pony, we get Nob and Bob, right?
Yep.
And we run into them. I mean, just come on. The fact that we run into a guy named Bob, was it Hob and Bob? It was Nob and Bob, right?
Yeah, they were little hobbits that were running around and helping, and Bree hobbits. Yep.
So, just think that's kind of funny that you see. Yeah. Like, I think Bob was working out. Here, I got it. Yeah, he was working in the stables, just working in the stables.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, I feel like Tolkien thought that was important, and he throws that in there just to a small degree, and it's great. And I would love to see more of that in Rivendell. Or up in the North Farthing and figure out like who's the person that everybody knows up there? Like we talk about Bag End a lot and the Bagginses or whatever, but like what's the notorious guy or family in the South, right? Who's like the Tooks are at, right? We're like over by the Old Forest and stuff, the Brandy Bucks, and starting to know families and people and the locals. I think that's pretty cool. Like when you go into like my dad, he knows lots of people around here, and he knows family names and stuff like that, so he could tell you a lot about this area, right? So I feel like that's a cool experience. When we took him out to Scotland, same thing, he wanted to meet locals. When these guys came in, they came in to change our window at our Airbnb, local guys, Scotsmen, my dad could not help himself. He was just like striking up a conversation. They had some downtime waiting on the window to be delivered, so they thought, well, we're just sitting here on this Airbnb bed,
man.
And they started, you know, just talking it up with dad, and I'm like, that's awesome. So,
and they're doing something like handy that he likes to do too, so it's like a common bond there. That would be, maybe that might seem like predictable answers from us, but like
I feel like
that's what you'd expect too, right? I mean,
the
expect,
ideal day. I mean, I'm not going to Lothlorien. No. Sorry, I feel like it's just too much. Like going to Disney.
But someone would. You know what I mean? That's the cool thing about would be a great one to open up to people to just send us messages, and maybe we could do an episode where we read people's ideal day in Middle Earth.
Because for example, you and I think people, as they listen to this podcast, we're Shire folk. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you talk to a lot of people, and if you look at what, like, either how they, if they do any cosplay, or if they're because they share memes and stuff, they're dressed up as Gondorians, or they see themselves in Gondor, or they see themselves with Lady
Rohan,
Galadriel.
Rohan, Edoras.
Right? Exactly.
Elves. Yeah.
And that's instantly where their mind would go. And and we're just Shire folk, you know? I mean,
you might have a few folks who wanted to go to Mordor and see it in its heyday.
Man,
you really might.
We got
go see the Dark Lord. You know, I mean, you might.
You might, and if those folks want to call themselves out, we'll pray for you. We'll pray.
They
for
might
you.
Be some Scots. They might be some Scotsmen.
Oh my
women,
gosh!
Honestly,
they could be. Just
I'll go see that Dark Lord, brother. Yeah, it's up in the out east. And
well, I mean, again, if you are, yeah, it is sometimes on like your ideal day is like okay, chilling in your habitat there, your area, mm-hmm. your peaceful place. But I do get the fascination with saying I do want to go somewhere fantastical and
wild.
See something
yeah.
crazy, right? Yeah. And just something mind-blowing. Like, yeah. I don't know, when people talk about going to Hawaii or they go and they like volcanoes and stuff, I'm like, are you kidding me? I accidentally went to a country that had two volcanoes and one was active, and that was so I could meet my soulmate.
All right,
that was like I was like, man, I will if I have to meet her on the peak of that volcano. I'll do it. I don't care. It's worth every second of it,
but
you're crazy. Yeah. So I don't know. I lean into the Bilbo. I like the comforts of home, but I like to get out in nature and trek around a little bit and do that. If it's required of me, and I've told you this, and I think in past lifetimes it was, if it's required for me to take the ring, I'll take it. I will.
Wow,
took
the ring. You took the ring in a past life.
Might not have been the ring bearer, but I might have been,
wow.
you know,
a ring bearer.
Yeah.
Did you give it up freely? No, you must not have, because the only ones who did were Bilbo, and Sam.
Yeah.
Unless you were, I guess maybe were you Bilbo and Sam. Now we're getting into some really high claims.
I would love to be Bilbo. That is for sure, but I'm more of a Sam because I got my Rosie. You know what I mean? So
it's true. That's true, man. Yeah, you definitely are. You definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be awesome just to take in the sights and the sounds of the Shire as a whole. Like you said, I think I made a good comparison with the whole open world like RPG thing where you could just those games are so like we need Weta to develop one that's like movie based because you could just explore. That's the thing about those games is. Yeah, I mean, I even love, like, Lego Lord of the Rings. You can, in just free play, you can literally just walk. You can walk from Mordor to the Shire, and it's
that's awesome.
My favorite thing to do. Yeah, and I just wish it wasn't Lego, kind of, even though it's really cool.
Right.
Like, I wish it was in the style of those games they made back when the movies were coming out, Two Towers and Return of the King, because it would be such a cool, immersive deal. Yeah,
they can do it. I think there is, if they start to bring back some of these movies, I hope they will do that because
me too.
For example, the Hogwarts Legacy game, I can just sit back here and watch Lottie play it. And I'm like, wow, we're in Hogwarts, and it's like in a whole new way. It's super immersive, and you're like, you can go anywhere. You can unlock every door, go to every classroom, you can go to the kitchens, you can go to the bathrooms, you can go everywhere.
That's crazy.
And then all the grounds, it's nuts. And even villages nearby, and it's crazy. So,
would be wild, yeah.
I would definitely like that. So you wouldn't, would you ever want to, on a second trip, your second ideal day, you get one, and then you get, okay, you had your ideal day, and then you get ideal day number two.
Number two,
would you ever go to the Old Forest? Would you ever want to?
Dude, yes. Okay, so I'm literally thinking, if I had a second day, I would want to start in like Buckland.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess we probably would have to either go around or go through the Old Forest. I would want to go see Bree.
Yeah.
And I would want to end on Weathertop. I would want to see the view from the top of the ruins on Weathertop. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That would be mine. That would be my second day. Again, not venturing very far, like literally starting in the Shire and going a little east, not too far away. I think that would be my second. You know, it'd be tempting to like go see Gondor in the fourth, like you know, Minas Tirith in the fourth age or something, or even like the second age, whatever. Third, I guess. I don't know. Or like Ithilien. Ithilien would be kind of cool to go see the garden, like the Garden of Gondor, and how beautiful that was.
Right.
But it just doesn't like if I only have a couple days. I don't want to say I don't want to waste a day on that. I don't want to spend one of my days doing that. Like I want to. See the Shire, visit the Four Farthings, end in Cotton, hit all the pubs. Like, literally do... You have enough pubs named in the Shire that you could do one for each of the main meals. You know what I mean? Like breakfast, breakfast, you know, 11s is afternoon tea, dinner, supper. Maybe one of those you could like stop in and see if a Hobbit would take you in, you know, for one of those, like for afternoon tea maybe. And then, for a second day, I would want to take that first leg of the journey that I love reading about so much. Like I would, like, I don't know if I want to visit the Barrow Downs. That'd be pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
But if I was guaranteed like safety, sure. That would be awesome. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for me, for a second one, I was like, man, I'd love to go see the Lonely Mountain for sure. That'd be cool. Dale, the whole thing. That'd be fun. Yeah. But that would be like a vacation trip. If it's my ideal day, it's sort of like, hey, we want to have breakfast somewhere in the Shire, and then I want to make it over to the Grey Havens and see like Grey Havens Cafe, right? Get a latte there for Lottie and just
Grey Havens Cafe.
Right? And we're just sitting there chilling and we're watching people last farewell, where we're just there like waving peace. Serenity, you know.
Take home a souvenir of a shirt that says "I like the Grey Havens Cafe a latte."
A latte, yeah.
And I drank this with a latte.
That's right. That's right. That's my girl.
Dang, dude. Maybe they would name a drink after her called the Lottie Latte. The Lottie Latte.
Wow. It's the drink that'll take you across the Great Sea, you know?
Beyond your wildest dreams.
Beyond your They start playing that Rings of Power music where Galadriel, and they were all when they were going into the thing.
Let's bookend this with another what's been on my mind is the Rings of Power soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's just so good, man. It's just so such a I started listening to it recently again and I'm like, this is such a beautiful soundtrack. I love it. I love it, man.
Dude, there are okay. When that show comes back out, everyone know we're going to cover it. We're going to go in again optimistic.
Absolutely.
You hope that maybe some cool things happen. There was stuff with Durin that I loved. And I'm like,
Durin and Elrond were.
Yeah, I would love to continue that. I would love to see that story thread kind of continue and see what they do there. God, I hope they do some different stuff with Gil-galad and they make it more epic. And like even the Mithril stuff, which was kind of like whatever. But I was also like, you know what? Interesting. It was a powerful moment where they're telling a story. Now, does it make sense as to why they're needing the Mithril from the dwarves and like the people are dying unless they're clothed in it? I mean, that seems like a darkish scheme. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me, man. Like that's making the elves weak. But
But
is it a cool story though that there's a legend and lore behind how Mithril came to be with this Balrog and this elf? Whatever. Okay. Like if you want to go nuts there, sure. But it's just the fact that they then took it. If that was just one moment in there, I'm like, sick. It's cool. But the fact that it plays into this whole thing where the elves
larger
need,
plot point.
Okay, hold on, because that seems weird.
I thought it was cool too. I thought it was a creative way of thinking. Like, where did Mithril? But yeah, you're right. When they took it a step further and made it like the only way forward. But yeah, you know,
I'm excited for it. I mean, Lottie's going to go back and I think and do the Fellowship of Fans like newbie podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
Because again, she has no idea any of these names. Like she's just funny. Yeah. It's so funny because she's like, wow. And visually, there's some cool stuff. But it's just like, how in the world? I'm sorry that we went Rings of Power here, but I just was thinking.
The soundtrack. Sorry. Yeah.
The soundtrack is so good. There's some really cool actors in there. And it's like, what's wrong with Galadriel being a sorceress type of queen?
Yeah, I don't know. Seems more powerful than what we
did
got.
Did she actually almost... Was there not some intimacy coordinated between her and Sauron? I mean, like straight up, Lane?
Yeah, I know,
up.
I know.
You can hear it, Lane's voice. He's already...
I'm withholding all of my yes. But I will ask you this.
Okay, please. Yeah.
If you're so on one of these ideal days, if you could play a little bit of Lord of the Rings, like we talked about, Jake was talking about when he was taking the Shire tour, he let the group kind of go ahead. He ran back through Gandalf's Cutting.
Yeah.
And then walked through with Concerning Hobbits playing in his earbud.
Ooh.
Let's say you had that possibility. Would you play some Middle Earth music, some Lord of the Rings, which is obviously breaking all kinds of walls, but this is, you know, hypothetical and imaginative anyway. Would you want some Lord of the Rings music playing at any point? What would you want?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, because you brought up Rings of Power. There's some great music there that would be awesome and powerful. So many good things. I would want, as I'm going around the Shire, probably the class. You know, when we were out in getting ready for LAP 1 and 2, and we hooked up the Shire playlist, kind of like.
Yeah,
and we just had all of the.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, like old friends. We had Concerning Hobbits playing. Concerning Hobbits. We had all the good Shire themes, right? All the things. Yep. It just everything felt like just the beginning of Fellowship, really.
Yeah,
It was so good. So it probably would be that, to be honest with you, because that's the first thing that comes to mind. But the other day, when we were in Scotland, this is no joke, Lottie, we're going through the Highlands of Scotland with Dad, and we turned on the Rings of Power soundtrack, and my dad was like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
and it felt really cool. He's like, play that music again. Like, then we're like, Dad doesn't know it's Rings of Power, but it's like it was carrying us through, I forget which songs, so which themes. Cool. But it was really cool. It was carrying us through kind of the Highlands. And it felt kind of like what mystical. Like majestic and larger than life and sort of just grandiose, but also intimate and small and just really, I don't know, like nuanced, right? And so we played through some of those songs. And she kept it to the ones that were really kind of light and good and feel good. Mm-hmm. And she kind of cued them up, you know. And I was like, wow, this is great. This is just good feels. And then she intermixed a couple Lord of the Rings, original.
I think they go really, the reason I ask is I think they go really well together, too. Like, we talked about that, you know, over a year ago when the soundtrack came out and just how evocative it was of Howard Shore's score. I think I would want Concerning Hobbits, obviously. If I had to pick one from each, I'd pick Concerning Hobbits to listen to. And then, like, one of my favorites that I can never get out of my head, it's just so beautiful to me, is Elrond Half Elven.
Yeah.
The one where it's like, it feels like a young Elrond, and it's Elven, but it's kind of not, and it's just like him, you know. It's something that is, again, very like comforting, but also kind of has a little bit of magical mystery to it as well.
No, I'm with you. I would love it.
Tell us where to sign up, and we'll make this trip happen. I mean, the crazy thing is, you know, you go to New Zealand, and it kind of feels like that. So when you get that surprise trip with Lottie,
hey,
and you summon all the Kiwi uppers. I don't know if you saw this, but Jimmy O'Connor messaged us. I think it was through our Up Talking Tolkien Instagram.
Yeah.
He said Ez is coming to New Zealand.
Oh man!
And I was like, dude, I said I'm going to do everything in my power to convince him.
Yes,
and
sir.
He was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I mean, he was so excited, so excited.
Oh,
so,
The plans have begun. Jake hit me up. Awesome. He sent me like his itinerary and kind of like just point by point, because it's the grand trip. It's the trip I need to make, and it's the one that, you know, now with Lottie having family over in Australia and stuff like that. We've talked about ways
makes
to kind
sense.
Of make some of that work, because I think Jake even said he went over to Australia. He actually
for a portion
of his trip.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, you like most of the flights, you fly into Australia and then you hop over to New Zealand. I think that's more common. And actually, I'll tell you who did do that was Josh Dalkey. Josh Dalkey was he was in New Zealand, and then I think they hopped over to Australia for a couple days, maybe like a week or something. I saw photos of he and his wife over there too. So I mean, it would be, because then you could explore, but because Australia is beautiful too. I mean, like, there are so many cool things to see there that you could tie it in one big trip.
We've got listeners.
You got family almost. You got family there.
We got family there, we got listeners there and stuff. That's what's crazy. So
go see Mel B.
Yeah, absolutely, go see Mel B for sure. I've got an old friend Liam over there as well too, who listens.
Mitch Pope, you got Mitch Pope, who would take you in and show you the farm and everything. That'd be incredible.
So hopefully we get that actual, you know, like our ideal day there in New Zealand and stuff. That'd be huge. Looking forward to that. So,
yep.
All right.
How do we end this thing? Let me pull it up, Rob. Are you tired? I'm exhausted.
I know you are. Me too. And I know what. As soon as I hit Rings of Power, you can hear. Go back and listen to Lane's voice just start to just drown. He just starts drowning.
It makes me want to go write some Concerning Hobbits is what it makes me want to do.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking in the night breeze with us, friends. We'll see you next time. And remember, don't stop sniffing. Hold on to that whiffing. Night breeze weaken my knees. Oh, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.